The Taylor Trio, I learned this morning, used to be known as the Converse Trio. Shoewear helps define them, but more importantly, the beautiful combination of two violins and a viola are what you will hear this morning. We will speak with each member of the trio after the first selection they play. Here is the Taylor Trio.
Thank you.
the Taylor Trio, and I'm looking forward to giving you a chance to meet each of them. They are from three different neighborhoods and three different schools, which I always like the fact that music can bring people together across communities and neighborhoods. Let's meet one of our violin players. What's your name?
My name's Lydia Nolan.
And Lydia, can you tell us the piece that you just played?
Sure. We are playing the Dvorak miniatures. We're playing the first movement. It's called a cavatina.
And you'll be following up with...
We will be following up with a second movement of the miniatures.
Great. Well, Lydia, tell me about yourself. You're from 84, right?
Yes. I'm finishing up 11th grade, and I'm homeschooled. And I like to do a lot of musical activities, including this one, included playing chamber music and orchestra and singing in choir.
Is there anybody you would like to acknowledge or say hello to?
I'd like to say hi to my dad and my two older sisters.
What are their names?
My dad's name is Sean, and my two older sisters are Hannah and Claire.
And which one is this?
My younger sister, Emma.
Okay. Can we say hi to her, too?
Sure.
Hi, Emma. You're just finishing up your 11th grade year. Have you
Yes.
thought about what you might like to do after high school?
I'm really interested in music education, and I think it would be really cool to do like music therapy with disabled kids. And I help a blind kid in my choir, so I think it would be really fun to help those kids.
Terrific. Well, it's nice to meet you. And let's meet our other violinist now. Hello. You must be Maddie.
Hi, yeah, that's me.
This is your last name?
Foray.
And you go to University School on Kentucky
yes.
Avenue, right?
Mm-hmm. That one's actually, it's on Howe.
On Howe, mm-hmm. Okay.
Right beside it, yeah.
And you're finishing up your senior year and are from Mount Lebanon, I understand.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What are your plans after high school?
I am all set to go to Berklee School of Music up in Boston in the fall.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a major accomplishment.
Was I'm really excited.
That was your first choice, I'm
it was,
guessing.
Yes, my top choice for a few years. So.
So between now and then, are you just wishing you were there already?
I am, yeah. I'm actually planning on going to a couple summer programs if I can just to immerse myself.
At Berklee?
At Berklee, yep.
Terrific. Anybody you'd like to acknowledge or say hello to?
I'll say hi to, I guess, my dog and my mom at home are listening, so.
Well, that's great. I'm sure your mom recognizes that you gave your dog top billing just because animals are special.
I would hope so, yeah.
What's your dog's name?
Her name is Squish.
Hi, Squish. Thank you yeah. for being with us.
Thank you.
And
for
now we'll meet the person playing viola, who is Anna Spack, who goes to Pittsburgh Obama.
Yeah.
And you're finishing up your ninth grade
yeah.
year. And tell me what it's been like for you to play in this trio. I didn't ask anybody else that question, but it's got to be kind of fun playing in a smaller ensemble, right?
Yeah, I'm really glad I did that because I didn't know if I was going to do this, and I took a chance, and I am very happy.
That's great.
It's been a lot of fun.
What do you think is the most or one of the most rewarding things, not necessarily the most, but something rewarding when you play in a smaller group like this?
It's nice because you really get to hear like everybody sounds together and make changes in a way that you can in like a bigger ensemble because there are so many people, but here like we can change things and like in the way we're playing and make it sound a lot better.
So you can adjust and hear those adjustments as
yeah.
you go. Anybody you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge?
My family and my friend Odette, who convinced me to do this.
I'm so glad. Odette is her name. And any thoughts? You're the youngest of our three, but have you thought about what you might like to do after graduating?
Yeah, I'd love to major in astrophysics and minor in music.
Excellent. Well, nice to meet you. And you can just place that microphone anywhere convenient. I'll quickly note that you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 91.1, WSHA Grove City 91.7, WNJR Washington 91.7, WCUC Clarion 96.3, WOHM Charleston, and on any audio device of your choice through streaming services, including slbradio.org. Time for the second movement now, and it's time also for me to thank the Taylor Trio for being with us today. There you have the Taylor Trio. Thanks to each of you. You sounded terrific. And Lori, can I turn to you? I hate to put you on the spot, but you probably know when some of the upcoming concerts are, I hope. If not, I will look them up. But
Taylor Trio is performing pre-concert next Sunday before the 7:30 p.m. free concert by the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony. So come at 6:30 to Heinz Hall next Sunday night. You'll be treated to the Taylor Trio as well as a few other of our chamber groups, and then you can hear the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony. The following weekend, they are performing Friday night at Heinz Hall before the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra's concert with another one of our groups. And then on Saturday, they're going to go and play at one of the Carnegie Libraries just to be nice and take their music out into the community. And they forgot to thank their wonderful coach, Kathy Malucci, who's the principal cello of the Pittsburgh Opera Orchestra.
How nice. And how nice that you get a chance to be on the stage at Heinz Hall. You can go to the websites of those organizations in order to reserve tickets. The shows are free, but reserving tickets helps keep count of everything, and we'll make sure that you're comfortable. Thanks to Youth Chamber Connection and to Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra, also the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. And I'm so glad we were able to have you here today.